Hey, you are listening to Just Pick Up a Notepad podcast, episode 11. Today we're talking about telling your story. So let's get started. Hey everybody, Manila B here, journal writing mentor and host of Just Pick Up a Notepad. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. This podcast is about me building up my brand and my business from scratch. The podcast is produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are going to be eventually transcribed and found at my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. All links are in the show notes, so let's just get started. I just wanted to talk about the topic of telling your story, because that is something that I'm having to focus on more in terms of letting my audience know what I'm about, and that involves me telling my story. Now, thank goodness I found this podcast, because it's something that I'm doing daily, and it's helping me be able to reach my audience in a different way and be able to tell my story and what I'm all about and what my brand's all about and what my vision for my brand is all about. I'm really thankful for the fact that Gary Vee, marketing genius, actually suggested that people, you know, if you want to be marketing, getting yourself out there, to use a podcast, because, you know, voice is where it's going to be. So I have been telling my story and doing it daily via this podcast. And it has actually been very good in terms of the audience responses, really, that people seem to be enjoying it. I have a Linktree link on my Instagram pages, on my Just Pick Up a Notepad daily journal prompts page and my personal page. And if anyone who doesn't know what a link tree is, basically on Instagram you have a point where you can put your website link in, but, you know, it's only one link. So if you've got more than one call to action for your audience, like maybe you've got different links, of you might want to send them to your Twitter or your Facebook or to different websites. You know, we couldn't before do that, but with Linktree you're able to send them and show them various different links all in one, under one link. My Linktree is linktree.com/Manila_MB, and I've put that, if you were listening to this on the Anchor app, that's links underneath, and basically people can click on it and then see what you're doing. So I put that link on both my Instagram pages, and with I can see how many clicks that I get on it. People are really interested in the podcast, so I'm really glad that, you know, it is something that people are tapping into and are listening to. And that's just a little tip for anybody, that if you are marketing, putting yourself out there, use a Linktree link to, you know, if there's different things that you need to show people. So, you know, on this podcast I do just share little tips and things that I am gaining along the way. So this podcast is about telling your story, and I've been finding the podcast really useful in me being able to just talk and share my vision for my brand in a way that I probably haven't been getting myself across within my posts or my tweets or anything else. But I'm trying to connect the dots and ensure that I'm putting that message out there and reminding my audience on all the platforms that I use that that's what I'm doing. This week I've been doing Coach Glitter's 5-day challenge. Coach Glitter is Tiffany Lee Bymaster. She's got a program called Lights, Camera, Branding. And she very much helps people in terms of getting more certainty and clarity about what their brand's about, and also helping people with presenting themselves on lives, because as well as podcasts and voice being a new way of interacting with your audience, actually going on lives is a really good way of interacting with your audience. And she basically just gives like really good cool tips, strategies, tips of how to do that, and I've been doing that challenge this week, just so when I am, you know, coming in front of my audience, I'm comfortable with the equipment that I'm using, how I'm doing it, how I'm delivering, and as always, you know, making sure I'm serving them and, you know, I'm actually encouraging them to be the best that they can be, because that's what I'm about, is helping people glow up from the inside out. As a journal writing mentor, you know, I'm here to be interactive, and interacting with people on Facebook Live is really important. So I've been doing that challenge this week, and you know, it's telling your story is the one of the most important things, because nobody's life experiences are like your own. So everybody's unique stories is as unique as their fingerprints, and that's what makes public figures or brands unique, is the story that they have to tell. And I've been really, you know, looking at how I can get my message across and tell my story to my audience through my brand. And, you know, it's setting the intention of when I go lives, which I do weekly, is to have a plan and a purpose of what I wish to share with my audience, what I want my audience to gain from that, because it's all about, you know, giving value. That's so important, that I am giving value to my audience. But I'm also sharing with them what my vision of my brand's about, you know, why I do what I do, why I love doing what I do, and how I want to help people, and what's driving my passion. So, you know, how telling the story is important, and that's been part of like the homeworks that I've been having to do as well, just so I can get clarity, because as long as I have clarity about what my brand's about, my audience will have clarity. So that's what I'm currently trying to work on, is that I am being real and authentic with my audience, and I am serving them, and I am connecting with them, because that's what's going to resonate with people, you know, if you are being real. And that means telling your story, which, you know, I'm doing it in this podcast. I'm telling my story. I'm doing it daily, but I want it to be able to transcend as well into the lives that I'm doing with and sharing with my audience. So I share that, you know, come and listen to the podcast if you want to know more about what I'm doing, what I'm all about. I am trying to encourage my audience to listen. So I'm really glad to see that, based on my Linktree clicks and stuff, people are actually tuning in. So I'm really appreciative of that. So much has been happening for me this week in terms of what I'm learning. So I've been doing the 5-day challenge, and I've also, just like I've been saying in my other podcasts, about people should really do positive social networking and in getting involved in groups and things online. So I'm also in a group run by someone called Michelle Knight, and her brand's called Brand Merry, and she's a coach that specifically, her niche is about getting people to, at the groundwork phase, really get to grips with branding and what their brand is all about. Brand Merry is really amazing. I joined her group and I listened to what she has to share, because she's inspired me, because she's a mother and she started up her business, her online coaching business, while she was on maternity leave, which is what I'm doing as well. And she was so brave in what she did, because she told her story, and she actually started up a business, and she was doing her lives with her baby strapped to her back. Like, how cool is that? That totally made me drop my fears of thinking I couldn't just do lives and get out there, because she's built up her business, and she's, you know, successful in what she's doing, in that she's got an audience that want to hear and learn from her about how she did what she's done. And I found her very inspiring in that she tells a story of how she started up on maternity leave with a young baby like myself. So that resonated with me, and I follow her, and I'm part of her groups, and I listen to what she has to say about key points to think about when you're branding. And this week she was talking about how telling our story is really important, which I found great, because I'm on this is the vibe and the wave that I've been on this week anyway, doing the 5-day challenge, and just what I've been sharing on this podcast up until this moment anyway, is that I want to be really getting to grips with what I'm about and being really clear with my audience what I'm about. And she was basically saying, you know, telling our story, you know, it's what makes us human, and it's what makes us connect with other people. And if there's one thing that your brand can be, is consistent in an ever-changing world around us. You know, things are always changing, trends are always coming in and out. An audience wants to know that with your brand, that one thing that can be consistent is your story. You know, you could share different topics, but your actual story and what you're about can always be consistent. She did a really great video this week. Anybody that is interested in branding, setting up yourself to connect with your audience in an authentic way, she's called Michelle Knight, and she's got a Facebook group called Brand Mary. You can find her on brandmary.com. Her conversation on that was really good, and I was just like, I'm going to share that with my audience, that I found that to be a useful place. Because my vision for this podcast is that it is me sharing my journey, starting your business up from scratch. You know, I am going to be sharing my fails, my aspirations, my hopes, my successes, what I feel is working well. But I'm sharing also who I am encountering along my journey that is helping me, the people that are giving me information, so that anybody that is listening that would like to, you know, maybe you don't want to do an online business necessarily, but start up a business in itself. It could be a brick and mortar, it could be, you know, a different business model. But, you know, the thing is, branding is relevant. And I think on an earlier podcast, and I can't remember which one I've numbered it now, I was basically saying, like, even if you're not in business, I was saying we are our brand, meaning, you know, we are all our own talking, walking brand, meaning our reputation and how people receive us. You know, we are a walking, talking brand in packages. I'm just relating the term brand to business, but it doesn't have to be. You know, the same principles apply. You know, what do you stand for? What are your core beliefs? What's your vision for yourself? Is really important. And my brand and my vision for Just Pick Up a Notepad is to get people to have greater clarity about that, to be clear about what your vision is for yourself and your life. My vision for my life right now is for me to honor my roles that I have as a mother, and to develop this business that I can create it into a business that it can give me financial freedom, that I can actually then be doing something that I love with a passion, and to help other people do that. Because my Just Pick Up a Notepad, I want to help people get in touch with what is it that they want to be doing, what are the visions, connecting with what they're passionate about. Because I believe that everybody should be able to earn a living and make an income doing what they love. Why should you be doing stuff that you don't like doing, or working for people that you don't like working with or for? You know, why can't we all just get paid to do what we love doing? And I mean, we're seeing it as a growing thing more now, that people are doing more of what they love doing. You know, there's people that are YouTubers that love playing games, like gamers who love sitting down playing computer games, and then they share that love with an audience, upload it up onto YouTube, become big YouTubers and make tons of money doing what they love. And people years ago wouldn't have ever thought that people could actually make a living from sitting down bossing up computer games, but they are, you know. It's just so much limitless things that people could be doing. And I just want people to tap into, like, finding out what is it they love doing, why they love doing it, and how can they make that something that they actually pursue, and pursue with a passion, and pursue to a point where they actually get paid to do it. Why not? You know? So that's something I'm passionate about, and what my brand is about. And me sharing this in podcast form, I just talk it out. I'm just talking away and just sharing so that my audience can come on and be like, well, just pick up a notepad. What is that about? What is she talking about? What benefit is that of to me? You know, because the journal writing prompts on my daily page that I do, it's all geared to about lighting people's passions or getting them to self-direct and reflect on them. I'm so about personal development, you know, and me doing my Facebook lives, it's about me interacting with the audience, because I know sometimes just sitting down and doing it yourself, you might go, oh yeah, I'll do that, but then don't do it. I just pop up live and then be like, look, this is the question, and just have a little conversation with somebody about it, or what my aha moment is of what I've gained from it and what I feel is really good, in the hope that then they sit down and reflect on that, and it's been an encouragement to do that. So I'm doing a fire starter session this evening, 8 o'clock, sharing a course, fire starter sessions, free. And this evening's burning questions that are going to get shared, and I'm doing that, and it's just to encourage people to think about what they're doing and trying to get them to look at how do they want to feel, what sort of things do light up their passions, so they can tap into it and just open the potential up, really. And I'm really grateful for the fact that this week the coaches that I've been listening to have been really encouraging about telling your story, sharing your story, because we all have a unique story to share. So no matter what we want to pursue and what we want to do, telling our story is an important part of that. You know, it's going to be the part that makes you stand out from the crowd, because nobody's life experiences and what you've been through, nobody else has been through. So when you add that and share. So for me, doing this podcast is all about that. So I've been sharing what I've been doing for this week and stuff like that, but progressively every day, I'm going to be sharing a little bit more and telling my story a whole lot more. Like when I had the phone call with Christina, was it earlier in the week, and I mentioned that on the podcast, and she was telling me about what she does. She asked me, like, so why do you do what you do, you know, why do you want to do that? I'm going to be sharing that more. I didn't really want to make this podcast today be too extensively long, because I know that people have busy lives and what they're doing. Some people have got the time to listen in longer, some people haven't. But then sometimes I don't have the time really to make it a too long of a post, and it just trying to make it smaller. But I am going to come on, hop on here and start storytelling with you guys. Start telling you a bit more about my stories and what's encouraged me, as well as, you know, what I'm doing to help build up my business from scratch. Telling you what started me just picking up a notepad. A funny thing is, and sometimes I might just end up going on tangents, but I'll just share, because I'm very much, you know, I'm a multi-dimensional person. We all are. There's more than one side to our personalities, and I want to be able to share the different aspects of me, the person behind the brand, so people are aware of what she's all about. I have different interests, and I'm really into astrology. So right now we're moving into the sign, coming up to the sign of Pisces. Oh no, we're in the sign of Pisces, but we have Mercury and Neptune are conjunct or something like that. I'd have to go in back and look it up. I was looking on a post today, it was sharing what's going on, but basically we're in the sign of Pisces, and tuning into astrology, I love the meanings of what they represent. So we're in the sign of Pisces now, and it adds a dreamy quality. So if you get any intense dreams or anything like that, really tap into your dreams. And I had a dream last night, which of a person from my past, That was a significant part on my journey, on my self-love journey, that helped me learn to love myself and direct, instead of directing my love out, direct my love in. And it just all connected with the fact that we are in the sign of Pisces, and dreams will be more intense and connecting to your feelings. So I will be sharing significant moments, even if it's just chopping on and telling a story about what happened way a long time ago, which has helped me be the woman that I am today. So yeah, stay tuned in. Really, I'm not even going to go into it now. I'm not going to make this post really long. I'm just, you're just going to spill a little bit of seeds that you're going to hear a lot of stuff about astrology and how astrology connects within and with our lives. And I'll be more prepared to share exactly, so I'm accurate in the content that I share about what's currently happening astrologically, because I'm really into that, and how I'm finding internalizing that and how and that's impacting on my life. But yeah, in terms of just pick up a notepad, writing down your dreams, I'm very much into that. Write down your dreams, people. Especially we're in a time of Pisces right now. If you're having any intense dreams that are having a phenomenal effect on you, as soon as you wake up, write down that dream, because I will be talking about dream decoding as well. I do that a lot, about how you figure out what dreams mean to you when you've had one of them dreams that just like rocks your world because it's so vivid. Just pick up a notepad is all about that too. I do dream decoding. So yeah. That's all. I think I've said enough for today. Until tomorrow, thank you for joining me.